Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for July 25, 2026. Let's dive into today's top Tesla news. Tesla reported its second quarter earnings on July 22, and the results painted a mixed picture. Revenue came in above expectations, but profitability fell short. The company delivered 480,126 vehicles in Q2, beating analyst estimates, yet Tesla's stock took a hit, plunging 8% on July 2 and sliding further after the earnings report. Investors are concerned about declining margins. Gross profit on car sales, excluding regulatory credits, dropped to just 16.3%, as heavy discounting weighs on profitability. Meanwhile, Tesla reaffirmed plans to spend a massive $25 billion this year, largely directed toward robotaxi development and artificial intelligence. On the autonomous driving front, Tesla's robotaxi service expanded to two more cities this week. Orlando and Tampa in Florida launched service on July 21, just 18 days after Miami went live. That brings the total to seven cities across three states, Florida, Texas, and California. The Florida operations run largely without human safety monitors, marking a significant step toward fully unsupervised autonomous ride-hailing. Tesla's VP of AI, Ashok Ulaswamy, confirmed that the unsupervised program has now completed over 380,000 miles across six cities without a notable safety incident. Tesla also rolled out its 2026 summer update, software version 2026.26, starting July 21. The star of the show is Grok, Tesla's in-car AI assistant, which received major upgrades. Grok can now make phone calls, search and play music, adjust climate controls, open the glove box, and answer questions about your vehicle, all through voice commands. The update also brings smarter navigation that adapts to your daily routines, a mobile app that lets you view and share self-driving statistics, and a new scoring system for karaoke when the car is in park. And in Tesla Semi news, the company opened its first semi-mega charger station in Bloomington, California this week. The station features six charging stalls, each delivering up to 1.2 megawatts of power. CEO Elon Musk also confirmed that full self-driving capabilities are expected to be operational in semi-electric trucks by early next year. Tesla's Nevada factory, already completed, is projected to produce up to 50,000 semi-trucks annually. FSD version 14 Lite is now rolling out to vehicles with Hardware 3, bringing hands-free parking lot operation to a wider range of Tesla owners. Meanwhile, cumulative FSD mileage globally has surpassed 10 billion miles, and Tesla is targeting nationwide unsupervised FSD deployment across the US and most countries by the end of this year. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news, and have a great evening.